The second reading is from 2 Chronicles, chapter 26, verse 15. In Jerusalem, he set up machines invented by skilled workers on the towers and the corners for shooting arrows and large stones. And his fame spread far, for he was marvelously helped until he became strong.
When I was a little boy, I wanted to fit in with the cool kids, so I played video games and we talked about it together. I played games like Mario Kart and Wii Sports Resort, and we would always compare results. I usually had the lowest score because I was the one that played the least, but I still had something to talk to them about. I was spending too much time trying to catch up with them that I forgot about my life. When I realized it, I felt really bad, and I made sure to pray to God every week. Every once in a while, I can see some families at restaurants that are always on their phone and not even paying attention to each other. I remember once at Applebee's, I saw a family sitting next to us. There were four people who looked like to be a mom, dad, brother, and sister. They were all on their iPhone. Not a single peep came out of the four of them before the dinner even came. And even after the dinner came, they didn't even talk. Personally, I do not like that because it's supposed to be a time to have fun and laugh with your family. I like it when we go somewhere and the adults or leaders say we cannot use their phones. For example, usually when we go to youth group, Marcus makes sure that our devices are off. That is because he wants us to focus on God and not our devices. I like that because people are more focused on what they're learning and not what they are playing. Sometimes when I'm playing and someone's talking to me, I forget what they are saying and then they get mad at me. I don't like that because then people are focused on their device and not one another. One day when my dad got home from work, he saw me on my device. He asked, "Kyle, how long have you been on your device?" I said, "About 4 hours." He looked at me and said, "Is there anything else you could be doing, like playing in the park?" I said there was a lot I could be doing, I just didn't want to do it. That night before we ate, we prayed. We said our usual prayer, and after in my head, I told God sorry for not paying attention to him and it wouldn't do again. That night, I noticed that I was not tempted to play video games. I chose to do other things, and I credit my prayers for that. Some people don't realize that and just waste their time. From then on, I try to stay under an hour of playing time. Sometimes I do more, but I'm sure God understands. Staying under an hour screen time is not one of my goals. I do that so I do not get too caught up in my device, and I can realize why I'm actually here. I also try not to spend all my time talking with God, but also having fun. I like to go outside and play catch with my mom so I can be outside with God and also be with my family. Since people survived earlier with technology, then we can surely survive a few hours without it to get closer with God. When Jesus was around, there was no devices to help him pass the time or even just to have fun. So when we're at church, we can pay him some respect by not using our devices. God is more important than our devices, so we should treat him like that. Sometimes I think about how the people in the first century, when Jesus was around, were able to go the whole day without electronics, let alone electricity. I do not know how they do overheat because I need a fan in my room when it's just 70 degrees. But I realize if they could, then why can't we? We have to make sure we have an evenly balanced time with God and with our devices. God does not want us to play the whole day, nor does he want us to talk to him. We need to find a balance. We, nowadays, rely so much on our phones to get places, call people, and entertainment. And sometimes I just wonder how people of Jesus' time would do it. That is when I realized that we are taking what we have for granted and not living life with God. We are so engrossed in our devices that we forget about God. That is bad. He made us for a purpose, and if we forget about that, he will not be happy with us, even though he loves us. God made us to spread the word, and if we forget about that, we are not holding up our part of life. We need to realize that and make sure we spend time doing that. I remember that my school band was invited to Cedar Point to walk in a parade. I knew the bus ride would be the worst part. I decided not to bring my phone because I thought my friends would be there to help me get through the hard time. Apparently, I was wrong. All my friends brought their phones. I felt left out, and to make it worse, I was on the aisle seat, so I couldn't just take a nap. It made me feel bad because I felt like they forgot about me. Even though they weren't with me, I knew God was still going to help me get through it.